Hello and welcome to our Ely Team online service for Sunday, June the 7th. My name is Matt, I'm a curate in the Ely Team, and on behalf of all of the churches in our team ministry, I'd like to say that we're really glad that you're here with us today. Whether you've been joining us online for some time, or this is your first time with us today, whoever you are and wherever you're tuning in from today, you're really welcome, and we're really glad that you're joining us. And we really do mean that everybody is welcome here today. I'm sure that over the last week, many of us will have been shocked and also saddened by the recent death of George Floyd in America. I know that many of us have felt grieved not just for his life, but for the lives of many other black men and women which have been unjustly lost. And sadly, we know that this injustice that we've seen in America is also a problem in the UK, and even the church in this country too. And we want to acknowledge this morning and give our support to the words of Archbishops Justin Welby and John Sentamu, which state that racism is an affront to God. It is born of ignorance and must be eradicated. We all bear the responsibility and must play our part to eliminate this scourge on humanity. Here in the Ely Team, we know that we don't have all the answers, but we do know that we are able to be a part of the solution, and we are ready to learn. If you want to talk further about how we are learning and how we can go on learning, please do get in touch. And in the meantime, please be reassured that it is our vision to build a church where everybody feels safe and everybody feels that they are welcome and included. Everybody is able to discover that they are made in God's image and that they are loved by Him. So as we begin our service this morning, let's just pause for a few seconds to hold ourselves and our world before God, and to ask for His healing to be at work in those situations and circumstances that are both known and unknown to us this morning. As we wait upon the Lord this morning, we say together our opening prayer. Please feel free to join in with the words in bold. Faithful One, whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we come now to our first song this morning, In Christ Alone, a hymn that reminds us and encourages us to put our hope in Jesus, the one who loved us enough to take on human flesh, undergo persecution, and even death to show us his love and to allow us to step into the new life he has promised us. In amongst all the difficulties that we might be facing personally and that our world is confronting at the moment, we proclaim today that Jesus is alive, he is risen from the dead, and we stand and trust in his power. So over to our worship team from St. Mary's, who are going to lead us this morning in our sung worship.
Till on that cross his body laid, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day.
So, Lord Jesus, we remember today that until you return or call us home, we stand in your power. Please help us today to know your presence with us and to trust that you command our destiny. Next up, we're going to have our Bible reading, which this week is in two parts. First of all, Tim and Sarah from St. James's Church in Streatham are going to read to us Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. And then Rachel from St. Mary's Church in Ely is going to read to us Philippians chapter 4, verses 14 to 23. You might want to find these passages in your own Bible or on your Bible app now so that you can read them and follow along. And today we're starting a new series which will take us through the next 7 weeks looking at Paul's letter to the Philippians. We're going to be particularly considering how we can encounter transformation as the good news of Jesus allows us to enter into a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. This morning, Graham, one of our licensed lay ministers in the Ely team and a leader at Christchurch, is going to start our series off by exploring how we can work together to share this good news. So over to Tim and Sarah and then Rachel for our readings and then straight over to Graham for our sermon.
Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11, and we're reading from the NIV version. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It's right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I'm in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus.
And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God.
Philippians chapter 4, verses 14 to 23. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
Hi, everybody. For those who don't know me, my name is Graham Biss, and I'm a licensed lay minister based at Christchurch. And it's a real pleasure to be with you today on this online service. You guys do a fantastic job putting this together, so real privilege to be able to speak in the service. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, and we pray that you will speak to us, Lord, online today through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm starting a new series of talks on the book of Philippians. And the topic for today is looking at partnership in the gospel. And the letter that Paul writes to the church in Philippi is a really personal letter. It's a letter of friendship. And there's a great sense of love to all the people that he misses because he's writing it from prison. And he starts off with a prayer, which is quite poignant at the beginning of the letter. And it's just great listening to how he loves and misses all of these people. And the church in Philippi is kind of full of friends and supporters of Paul that we read about both in the book of Acts when the church was established, and then of course in this letter to the Philippians. And all these people who shared the joy and the pain of the gospel. And I want to share some of the people that have partnered me in the exciting journey that I've had as a Christian. And I wanted to first of all look at verse 7 from from Philippians, where it says, "It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defence and confirmation of the gospel." So this is the first aspect of partnership I kind of want to look at. I've got three others to look at after this. It's about partnering people in the defence and confirmation of the gospel. When I was back in the late 90s, I came to faith on an Alpha course that some of you may have heard of. There's a little sort of green book that I was given. This is quite old now, a bit dated, but I became a Christian on this Alpha course. It's a lovely course that was set up to create a really informal and relaxed atmosphere where people could ask any questions. And it went through various topics over a number of weeks and people could explore faith. And I became a Christian at the end of it, and I was really enthusiastic, and I spoke a lot about it to my wife. I nagged her and I bored her about it, and eventually she'd had enough, and she went on the course the following year, and wonderfully, she became a Christian on the Alpha course, and so she became my first partner, and we've sort of partnered down the years together as husband and wife, And anyway, as we, when we were first both we fairly new Christians, having done the Alpha course, as is the Alpha way, we were asked to come and help on the next one. And suddenly we replaced our green book as a guest book with the scary prospect of the leader's book. Not that we were leaders, but we were going to kind of help. And we had to learn how to obviously help to create this loving atmosphere. We had to learn how to look after the guests. We had to learn how to make everyone feel welcome, included, smile, and really create this kind of atmosphere. And Yvonne and I were asked to kind of host the kind of small group, which is the sort of discussion group after the talk, where people get a chance to sort of chat in a group. And I was trying to include everyone, as I'd been trained to do. And I remember asking this very shy lady in the circle what she thought about the topic of the evening. And she was horrified that I'd picked her out. And you could see from her expression, she wasn't happy at all to be asked to speak. And Yvonne sort of covered up for me. We moved on and I think got away with it. Fortunately, she kind of let me off and she gradually kind of relaxed over the weeks. And she did eventually amazingly become a Christian, despite my mess up. And she went on and she's had an amazing journey. And I remember another time, the other thing that we had to do as new Christians was to learn to pray for people. And one of the things that happens on the course is you're asked if you'd like prayer, and particularly for the Holy Spirit. And I was shown how to do that. And the leader said to me, you know, I'll pray for you. Just, you know, be ready to receive from God. And I was all stiff and kind of clenched fists and not sure what to do. And he said, no, you've got to relax. You've got to open your hands and you've got to be ready to receive the love of God. And so he was really teaching me and partnering with me and helping me in all of these things. And there was loads of people involved in the course. Obviously there was people who were leading it, the clergy and the leaders, but there were people who were preparing food, there was people who were praying for the guests, there was people who were organising the weekend away, there was people organising music, all sorts of people involved. And it was great to partner with them all. And after the meetings, we used to have a bit of a debrief and then obviously get to know people and be able to talk about any difficulties we'd had and obviously get to know each other as people and about some of the things we might have been struggling with in our own lives. So that's, I suppose, the first partnership that I kind of wanted to share with you that I think Paul's referring to here. And it is actually amazing to be part of a team that's doing that. And then the other thing that I was fortunate to be able to do as a young Christian was there was a youth worker who was at St Mary's, and she was starting some new activities for the young people. And she'd organised a dance group for the girls, and she was looking for something for the boys to do. And so she asked a group of the guys at church if they would run a sports club or a football club for the boys. So me and a few of the lads at the church got together, and we used to take the boys to a gymnasium in the winter months, and then go outside on the football pitch in the summer months, and we'd play ultimate frisbee, five-a-side football, tag rugby, even cricket. And then at halftime we would have a team talk where one of the leaders would share a bit about their faith. And I remember a time when I rushed home from work. It was my turn to do the God slot at half time, and the boys were sitting in a circle, and I started to say some stuff and completely lost the thread, completely went out of my head. I didn't know what to say. There was a big silence. And one of the other leaders knew he had to fill the silence with something. So he came up with some random comment. Oh, Graham's got a really cool car. And it was anyway, I don't know what happened. It probably just fizzled out and then we carried on playing football. But it was great that he was there trying to support me. And after the boys had gone, we would talk about any issues we'd had We'd talk about the rota and who's going to do what next week, and we would also get to know each other and support each other with things that were going on in our own lives, you know, the issues at work or in the family or whatever it might be. And again, it was a very fond memory of partnering with people to confirm and defend the gospel. And it was amazing, both in the adult alpha and also at the sports club, how I remember seeing God at work in these people, seeing what he did. And there's a worship song called Oh, How He Loves Us. And it talks about God's love being like a hurricane. And it's amazing how you would see these sudden changes in people as God touched them, as we tried to help him, or we brought people into relationship with Jesus through our bumbling and our mess ups and all of the things that we got wrong. But it was very exciting. And so that's the first thing that I wanted to share with you. And I guess it's similar to maybe some of the things that Paul was alluding to in that verse in the book of Philippians. And the second partnering topic I wanted to cover was from chapter 4, verse 9, where Paul says, "Keep on doing the things you have learned, received, heard and seen in me." And it's really important to partner with people so you can so we can all learn from each other. I remember how important it was for me to learn from initially the leaders of the church and the leaders of the alpha groups, but then from each other, from other mature Christians and other people on the journey. And one of the ways that really helped me as a Christian was to be part of a group, part of a home group. And Yvonne and I, we both were part of a home group after we'd done the alpha course, where we were kind of, introduced to the Bible study model, the home group Bible study model, where we could watch one of the leaders as he hosted a Bible study. Him and his wife showed us how to do the hospitality, how to run a group, to how to share their own knowledge of the Bible, and to extract stuff from other people. And we learned from that, and then we were then part of a group. We ended up then hosting a group, and eventually we ended up leading the group. And all the way through that, we were partnering with people who were partnering us in leading the sessions, partnering us in love, in loving each other, as a group of Christians meeting together regularly. Partnering us in peace, in that safe place, amongst people we knew. Partnering each other in trust as we shared things that maybe we wouldn't share with other people to pray with and to support each other with. To partner people in things that were really joyful, you know, people who had new babies, new relationships, new jobs. And also partnering people in hard times, through grief and through illness. And probably most importantly, partnering each other in each other's journeys, sharing how we'd come to know Jesus, sharing how we had walked with him and found him. And I remember it wasn't always easy hosting the group. Sometimes people were busy and couldn't make it, so we had quite small groups, but they were really special. And we were able to have intimate sessions that were really nice. And then sometimes we would pray to God, "I hope there's people doesn't come tonight. I hope no one comes tonight so we can get a night off," because you had to get home from work, gobble your food, get the kids out of the way, get the coffee on, get the Hoover around, and then be ready to receive people. And sometimes you just didn't have the energy. And you know, God did give us some breaks from time to time. We didn't run the sessions all year round. So I guess, you know, it's been really special partnering with people in a group. And that's been very special. And I'm sure Paul experience those home churches in Philippi that he first planted. So that's the second point. The third point is from verse 13 in chapter 1, where at the start, verse 3 in chapter 1, where at the start of the prayer, Paul just says, I thank my God every time I remember you. And as I said, I'm part of Christ Church, North Ely. This is Stephen's wonderful, I guess fairly dated now, but it's one of the flyers I found. We're part of Christ Church in North Ely. And it's been a great, wonderful journey as a new church plant. We've all had the opportunity to explore our gifts, to lead services, to speak, to lead prayer, to do hospitality, to welcome, all that kind of stuff. And Stephen has done a great job encouraging us and getting each of us to contribute. And, you know, we really miss. Stephen's done a great job of putting Zoom services together. We meet on Zoom every Sunday. We post, Stephen's encouraging people to post thoughts on WhatsApp, which is great. But we miss serving together, miss being together. We miss setting up and tearing down at the end of the service in the school that we meet at. We miss setting up the AV, the hospitality, meeting over a coffee and a cake, seeing our church family, being able to chat one-on-one, missing the socials that we have been doing, badminton and various socials that we've organised, and the teaching, and also experiencing the joys of being together and seeing the different members of the family and the different things we bring. And I think it's very much like that for Paul in his letter, because he's in prison. He really misses his church in Philippi, and we really miss Christ Church. And but it's great to be able to partner with the church. It's great that people at St Mary's partner together on this online service and on the other various events that are put on that people can join online in the villages, and obviously at Christ Church too. So that's the third type of partner, partnering as a church. But probably the greatest partner that we have in the gospel is obviously the living Lord Jesus. He's the greatest and the most important on our journey. I keep prayer diaries. I first started them, I think, way back in 2005, where I used to keep a record of things that happened, things I wanted to pray about, things I wanted to give to God. And I'm able to go back and look over, some of the things that happened and how I prayed to him and how he helped me. And it does say in this letter that Paul's written to the Philippians that God is near us in chapter 4, verse 5. He has started and is continuing good works in us chapter 1, verse 6, and chapter 2, verse 13. And also, it says and promises us in chapter 4, verse 19, that God will satisfy every need of ours and give us access to the riches in glory in Jesus Christ. And just looking back through my prayer diary, I can see how, despite my bumbling, despite the things we've got wrong, despite the difficulties we've had, the busyness of our lives, our tiredness, he has been there to partner with us on our journey. And it's been such an exciting journey. And I've been so, so lucky to have partnered with so many special people. And I really look forward to meeting them all again soon. So I just wanted to pray for anyone, just for these things that I've been talking about, but for also anyone who is on this call, on this, listening to the service, and I encourage you to try and partner with people as you journey. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the partners that you've given us, you've put in our path, partners to share when we try and share your good news, to share the joy and pain in that, partners that have been with us in small groups as we've come to know you, partners in our church, and to serve you in our churches, and also, Lord, how you've partnered with each one of us. And we thank you for that, Lord, and we thank you for how exciting it is to be on that journey with you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Graham, for your word to us today and for that encouragement to partner with others as we share the good news of the gospel and we journey with others too. As we continue to ponder Graham's message to us now, we're going to turn to sing our second song this morning, I Will Offer Up My Life. And you might like to sing along with this song or simply use the time to be still and to commit to remembering how God has partnered with each one of us by showing us his love in Jesus. You might also like to use this time to commit your own life afresh to sharing that love with others in your family and those who you work with and others that you may meet as we go through the rest of this day and the week ahead. So Father God, we do want to offer up our lives to you afresh today. And we pray that as we do this, you would help us to step into all that you have called us to do, both individually and as a church. Help us to go forward in your power today, to share you in our actions and our words, and to partner with others to make you known in our world. Amen. We turn now to a time of confession, where we have the chance to confess to God the times where we haven't followed him fully with our whole hearts and the times where we've turned away from him and his love. So if you'd like to use these words to make a prayer of confession, please feel free to join in with the words in bold. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. So let us turn away from our sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith." And we pray together, Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So may the God of love bring us back to himself, forgive us our sins, and assure us of his eternal love in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And together we now affirm our faith. Again, if you would like to join in with the words in bold, please feel free to do this. Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And together we pray. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received and this we believe. Amen. We turn now to our prayers of intercession. During these prayers, the response to Lord, hear us will be Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. High and holy God, robed in majesty, Lord of heaven and earth, we pray that you will bring justice, faith and salvation to all peoples. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. You chose us in Christ to be your people and to be the temple of your Holy Spirit. We pray that you will fill your church with vision and hope. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Your Spirit enables us to cry, Abba, Father, affirms that we are fellow heirs with Christ, and pleads for us in our weakness. In a moment of quiet now, we pray for all those who are in need or distress. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. In the baptism and birth of Jesus, you have opened heaven to us and enabled us to share in your glory, the joy of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit from before the world was made. May your whole church, living and departed, come to a joyful resurrection in your city of light. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we gather all of our prayers and our thoughts together today in the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer. Please feel free to join in with this modern version of the prayer or to pray the more traditional version at home. So as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So as we draw towards the end of our service this morning, we've one last song for you to join in with. And this week it is Strength Will Rise As We Wait Upon the Lord. We've heard this morning from Graham about our calling to work together to share the good news of Jesus. And this final song encourages us to remember that we do this not in our own strength, but with God's help. As we wait on God, he strengthens us and gives us all we need for the tasks he has called us to do.
We will wait.
So we do thank you, Lord, that you are the everlasting God and that you reign forever. Today we place our hope and our trust into your hands, and we pray that you would provide us with strength and all that we need to follow and share you today and in the week ahead. Amen. So as we draw to the end of our service again today, thank you for joining us. A big thank you to everybody who has participated today, especially to those who've read, prayed, preached and led us in worship this morning. And thank you too to those who continue to support us financially throughout this season. Obviously, our buildings are currently closed, but the church as the people of God is still very much open and our ministry continues, funded by your generosity and financial contributions. If you'd like to find out more about giving to any of the churches that make up the Ely Team Ministry during this period, in the first instance, please contact the St Mary's Church office. You can email office@stmarysely.org or call us on 01353 659 550 and we'll then be able to give you further instructions about how you can give to any of the churches that make up the Ely Team. Don't forget, you can find out the latest details of all that's happening over the next week by visiting the St Mary's Church website. That's www.stmarysely.org. And do look out for our midweek study video, which has been produced this week by Jeremy James and will be published online from tomorrow morning. And as ever, if you do have any pastoral concerns or any practical needs, please contact the church office and we'll do our very best to help you out. And finally, just to say, last week we were plugging the importance of home groups and small groups in our service, and it was great to have a few inquiries from people asking about how they could join an online home group whilst we're unable to meet together. We're hopefully launching a new online group in the next few days via Zoom, so if you're interested in joining this group, there is space, and we would love you to do this. Please contact the church office and they'll be able to put you in touch with the right people so you can join in as the group launches. But for now, as we head out into the rest of our day and the week ahead, I'm going to pray a final prayer of blessing over us. May God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you now and evermore. Amen. So go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.